disappointing is this result considering how well you guys played from, you know, into the first quarter all the way to that final drive?
It's frustrating, you know, but we needed, you know, one more stop. Got to make those plays when we need them most. And, you know, when you're out there, you got to make the most out of your opportunities. You know, we didn't start off fast. You know, we got down to, you know, big deficit. We fought out of it. But, you know, you got to fight the whole 60 minutes.
What changed after those first two drives and then what went wrong in that last week?
I just settled in. You know, got a feel for what they wanted to do. You know, it's always a little bit different from, you know, what you watch on film. There, people are gonna, you know, scheme you up specifically, and, you know, they had an answer for what we had initially. But then, you know, we started to get our feet underneath us, and, you know, rely on some other calls that we had in the docket. So, you know, those things started working for us. But that last one, I think we just kind of got out of sorts, you know, we didn't execute like we should have.
What was the mindset after they hit you with that big play on the final drive to get deep in the field goal range? What was the mindset from that point on? What were you hoping to try to accomplish?
I mean, always trying to make a play. Whether it's me or one of the guys, whether I can set up one of the guys or, you know, anything, just one of the guys make a play. I'm always looking for it myself, no matter how I can get it. But, They have an answer for us as well.
Can you talk about the way that you guys, you know, it seems like you really have taken it upon yourselves that, you know, if there's a turnover on offense, you guys are just putting clamps on, for the most part, but, I mean, you guys really have put the team on your back these last few weeks and really tried really hard with Deshaun out to support PJ and do whatever you possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. You know, we look forward to, you know, making those plays, especially when, you know, they've got the momentum. You know, we want to be able to shut that down and take the ball away ourselves. You know, be able to swing it in our favor, silence that crowd, and you know, bring the energy back to our sideline. So, you know, we did that for, you know, three quarters, but got to do it the last 2 minutes.
Miles, you're starting to create turnovers as a defense. I know that was something the first three or four games was a struggle, but what is it you guys are doing differently the last two or three games that you're able to kind of stack up these takeaways?
Playing the same way. I mean, takeaways will come. I got to keep on playing the same technique that we did the first three games. You know, the first three, four games we were in position. We just weren't, you know, finishing at the last moment. You know, we had our hands on, you know, a couple of would-be interceptions, you know, a couple of plays that, you know, almost strip sacks, even a couple of this game, and I, you know, just got to be able to finish, you know, got to be able to close it out, you know, from those plays to the end of the game. You know, all those, you know, we have to be closers.
What did they do to try to neutralize you as much as they could?
They play action a lot, you know, trying to make us respect the run, and then they had some success with the run. So, you know, as long as they're able to show us that they're capable on the ground, then we have to, you know, honor it. And as well as, you know, chipping, a little misdirection, you know, boot to the other side of the field, you know, guard slide, center slide, four man slide, you know, stuff like that. So it's a lot, but, you know, nothing that, you know, we're not, know, practicing or not trying to account for. It's just a matter of, you know, when we see it, we have to be ready for it. And sometimes we were, sometimes we weren't. And I feel like we got more of a feel in the second half, and we were rushing great individually, but I feel like we still have some a little bit to work on, you know, rushing as a unit, because, you know, it still have a lot of potential left in us.
How difficult is it not to feel like this was a missed opportunity, considering how well you guys played up until that, just
I mean, definitely a missed opportunity. I mean, 5-2 sounds a lot better than 4-3. And, you know, when you're up, and, you know, even though the, you know, offense didn't get the, you know, make the play and close it out, you know, that's the opportunity for us to close it out. You know, we're just as excited to get back on the field and make the play ourselves. So, you know, we want to be, you know, known to be make those stops and make those plays, and that's the opportunity for us. And, you know, we didn't capitalize. At the end of the day, there'll be more, and, you know, I trust the guys in our building to make those plays, and myself to make those plays.
Did you feel like that third down sack might have been the play that could have sealed it?
Thought so. I mean, the ball came out as well, thinking that, you know, it was going to roll away, but unfortunately just rolled underneath them. And you know, we got it back. They were milking the clock, and we were getting in field goal range. So assuming it was going to be in, but always know that, you know, there's still time on the clock, and we might have to go back out there and make another play. And fortunately, they went out there and got the ball out quick. You know, he, you know, put it on the money, and he was accurate when he needed to be. I don't wish they would have did anything. I trust what, you know, Stefanski and, you know, the guys on offense do. I mean, it's part of the game. You know, you can't take a call back. Sometimes you just have to make a call right by making a play. You know, I mean, Adams made a hell of a play, headbutting the ball. You know, never seen that one before, but, you know, they made a play on defense. And it was our opportunity for us to make a play on defense. We didn't at that moment. So, you know, kudos to them for making a play when they needed to. And, you know, we go back in the lab, you know, keep working, keep grinding, you know, figure out how we can get better and do the same when our number's called.
Miles, obviously, the ending was disappointing. But if you look at where you were after the first three drives, and look at the accomplishments basically for 2.5 quarters, it seemed like there was a real tangible difference there. What was it like on the sideline after giving up that field goal where things flipped?
Well, can't just ignore the first, you know, quarter and a half, you know, and say, you know, we had a good 2.5 quarters. You know, that doesn't just go away. You know, as a whole, we didn't succeed as much as we should have. You know, we have to start faster. We have to be more aggressive in, you know, moving the line of scrimmage, making those TFLs and you know, getting them on the back foot instead of, you know, them jumping on us early. I think they just had a little bit more want to at the very beginning of the game, and, you know, they showed it. You know, eventually, you know, rose to the challenge and, you know, got after them. But I think it was a matter of, you know, guys got fed up. You know what we can really do and who we are, but, you know, we have to come into the game with that kind of mentality, and, you know, it has to show from the beginning. It can't just be, you know, talk or energy. You know, you have to apply that on the field, and I think, you know, with what they were doing, they were having some success. A little bit of a, you know, I'm out of position, or, you know, I'm surprised by this. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to play with whatever the call is, and attack.
Did you know Mo Hurst had hands like that?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I wasn't surprised. When I mean, you know, I see, you know, these guys every day, and I'm not surprised they make plays. You know, coach puts us in position to make plays, and, you know, I'm looking back, thinking that one of the linebackers got in, and it's Mo. So, you know, when we do ball drills, you know, all these guys are very talented and athletic and can move the ball. I'm just surprised he didn't get up and start rolling away with it. But next time.